Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist, anxiety expert, and a big fan of short, powerful mindset shifts. Each week, I'll drop one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so glad you stopped in for today's mini sesh. I wanted to just talk with you about something really quickly that I've been thinking about since recording Friday's episode about rumination and how it kind of eats away at our level of confidence that we have in ourselves. I was thinking about it earlier this morning and I was thinking, so many people just live in their heads. They literally are like heads on a stick all day long. They just think and they intellectualize and they organize and they fix and they problem solve. And I was thinking, like, why are we so in our heads? Why are we so unable? Why is it so hard to just like show up and be present with whatever's happening, whatever feelings are in the room or whatever disaster is going on in the world or whatever discomfort that we have in ourselves? Why are we so in our heads and unable to just be present? And so much of it is like this part of us comes out in our heads that like defends us and protects us. And we don't feel defended and protected in life. It's vulnerable out here. It's easier to navigate life cognitively in our heads than it is out here in the real world. We feel more confident when we're just thinking about something difficult than when we're actually going through something difficult, when we're feeling the difficult. We don't really have to take any action when we're in our heads. We might think about taking action and plan to take action, but we're literally not taking any action that's meaningful when we're stuck in rumination. And it's so lonely right there. And it's not reality right there. And I think that's kind of why we live in our heads, because we don't know that we're in our heads. We're creating this more complicated reality internally in our brains than literal life needs to be. We're so in our heads because our world is confusing. And it's completely overwhelming. And it's frankly not what we were built for. I mean, that's at least what science is looking at. It's a lot. This life that we're living, the amount of information we have, the amount of contact we have with each other, it's a lot for human beings. It might be too much. So sometimes, I know, you are so much like me and you're just in your head. You're like a head on a stick, man. I just sometimes go through my entire day and then I get to the end of the day and I'm like, wow, girl, you like spent all day thinking, maybe not being present. So I'm going to work on this. I've been talking about overthinking and rumination on the podcast for the last couple weeks. And between you and I've got some work to do. How about you? Let's work together to kind of stop the spiral, because it's actually okay out here in real life. Do you know how to be present? I do know how to be present, but it's a hard choice to make sometimes, and you have to be present in order to make choices. So you and I, we're just going to keep working on it. And if you need a little help, you can take my mindfulness workshop, which is a workshop that's about an hour long, and it's all about how the heck to just show up in your life and be present. It's available on my website, takeouttherapy.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. For more practical tools and a deeper path forward,
head to takeouttherapy.com. Whether you want to take a class, listen to a few more episodes, or get individual help from me, I've got you covered. Okay, I'll see you again soon.